Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between Mackenzie Dern and Marina Rodriguez. Okay, so you could say striker v grappler. I think very much that is how this fight plays out. I think Mackenzie Dern is more comfortable on the feet than Marina Rodriguez will be on the ground, but I'll get to that a bit later. If I just rattle through the tail of the tape to start with. So Mackenzie Dern, 11-1, the one loss being to Amanda Ribas by decision. That is one way that she could lose this fight. And that's a good example of how this fight could play out in Marina Rodriguez's favor, especially given the fact that Rodriguez was able to stop Amanda Ribas with, you know, a beautiful counterpunch. Mackenzie Dern's most likely path is obviously a takedown in the first round and most likely an armbar. She's got a very deep skill set of jiu-jitsu, and as soon as it hits the ground, she's going to be very comfortable that she can kind of move and do what she wants with Marina Rodriguez, who's going to be, you know, it's going to appear like she's two or three steps behind Mackenzie Dern, as are every opponent with Mackenzie Dern once it hits the floor. Okay, tailor the tape. So 11-1 for Mackenzie Dern, 14-1-2 for Marina Rodriguez. So the one loss and the two draws are three fights I'm going to focus on a little bit later, Marcus Calvillo and Esparza. Average fight time is longer for Marina Rodriguez. Now, Mackenzie Dern has never done five rounds. I think Marina Rodriguez has been lined up to do five rounds. She did five rounds in her last fight against Michelle Watson. Mackenzie Dern's never been five rounds. The longer the fight goes, the more reckless she tends to get as well, which I don't think plays into her favor. So for me, the big important factor in this one is what Mackenzie does with that first round. If she's able to come out and clinch Rodriguez, take her down to the floor, I expect her to be able to submit Rodriguez within 4 minutes. Most of the time when Rodriguez is taken down, she struggles to get up. She spends a chunk of time on the floor. I'll come back to the stats in a minute. I'm just doing this to confuse Jamie. Sorry, mate. of the three fights on Marina Rodriguez's record that weren't victories, so 14 victories, she's got one loss, and that was to Carla Esparza by a split decision. It was a hard-fought battle, but she just wasn't able to get ahead of the wrestling game of Esparza, which, you know, could be problematic for her against Mackenzie Dern. Now, Esparza, yes, I would say she is a better wrestler than Mackenzie Dern is, but the difference is Carla Esparza's mind, once she's gotten the takedown, that's only part of the work. The rest of the work for Esparza is now controlling the fight on the floor and working on the floor to win. Mackenzie Dern can fully commit to the takedown. She can spend a lot of energy doing that, because then when she lands on the floor, she may only have to engage herself by 30% to get where she needs to be, because her technical level is so high. When Rodriguez is taken down, she spends at least 5 minutes on the floor in a fight. So Marcos took her down twice out of five. Calvillo took her down three times out of four attempts, and Esparza took her down five out of nine. In the Marcos and Calvillo fight, she spent over a round controlled on the floor. And against Esparza, she spent 9 minutes controlled on the floor. It won't take Mackenzie Dern that long to submit her. So the first round is key for Marina Rodriguez to stay on her feet. She has to prioritize takedown offense over everything else. Because if she can force Mackenzie Dern to strike, if she can defend those first three takedown attempts in that first round, or two in the first and then the first one in the second or something like that, you might see a bit more panic and a bit more recklessness come out of Mackenzie Dern. She gets a bit more untidy when things aren't going her way. She's very clinical when it hits the floor. She's not quite as clinical closing the clinch or with her striking. So this is where Rodriguez can get into this fight. The most likely scenario is Mackenzie Dern takes her down and subs her in the first round. I think that to me is the most apparent. First round armbar, you know, takes her down within a minute, passes a guard, you know, mounts her and armbars her from mount. That's the most logical path, the way that I see this fight playing out. So if I think about Marina Rodriguez and what she's got to do, my concern for her And the times when she does get taken down is when she's overextended herself, when she's stepping in to strike, or when she's partially in the clinch and she starts trying to throw knees or elbows, and then she's leaving herself open for the takedowns because she's thinking like a Thai boxer and she's prioritizing doing damage over defending the takedowns. I think if she can stay disciplined in that first round, she can discourage Mackenzie Dern from trying to take her down, especially if she defends the first couple and then she utilizes that takedown defense opportunity to elbow and knee, because then you're giving her a deterrent at the same time. I think once Mackenzie's got the confidence that she can ground this fight when she won, I think she'll do it every time there's any kind of pressure on the feet. And I think because Rodriguez is so comfortable in the clinch, because she's so comfortable with that tie clinch, she's going to be vulnerable to those takedowns all night long. What else? So, of course, Rodriguez has just gone five rounds with Waterson, and I think that's going to give her a lot of confidence against Dern. But it's working hard through that first round to make sure that the rest of the fight goes your way. Because if she allows Dern to run the show in that first round, then it's going to be really, really difficult to come back from. Now, if Rodriguez is able to defend the takedowns and she is able to keep this fight on the feet, the longer she extends that period of time, the more reckless that Mackenzie Dern's going to be coming swarming in. She's got good inside and outside low kicks, but almost everything that she throws at her opponent is hands. And they all come looping. She's got a decent jab, but still things tend to come from wild kind of looping trajectories. This is where Rodriguez's straight punches down the pipe and Muay Thai come into play, because Mackenzie might start to then look a little bit messy. She might start getting that lead leg chopped up, which then might start disabling the rest of her game. And that's where Rodriguez can then start thinking about those counter punches like she landed against Hibas. As Hibas came in, bang, right on the chin. It was a nice, clean, straight punch. And she's got to have the height and reach advantage, hasn't she? Yeah, 2 inches of both. So, going back to the stats page, 2 inches in height, 2 inches in reach for Rodriguez. Higher striking output as well as less strikes absorbed per minute. So, you know, you can see where the striking advantage there plays off. 62% takedown defense compared to Mackenzie having really low takedown accuracy at 10%. I need to look into that a bit more. That seems odd. But no takedown defense at all for Mackenzie Dern. Why would you bother? Most people aren't going to try and take her down. And if they do, why would she stop them? Because it doesn't really matter where she lands. Her advantage on the ground compared to everybody else in this division is going to be significant. And Rodriguez isn't known as a grappler. Has she got any subs on her record? Like, it's not what comes to mind when you think of her. You know, she's got one submission win on her record. Where is it? A triangle back at Aspira FC 41 in 2016. I don't expect her to try and grapple with Mackenzie. I think she's going to have to be very defensive if she hits the floor. I think she's going to have to be smart. And Mackenzie's going to be working to pass, to mount. So there are going to be opportunities for her to scramble. Scrambling from half guard is going to be dangerous because her neck's going to be exposed. Once she gets to side control bottom, then that's probably her best situation to escape, because if she gets mounted as she's escaping, Mackenzie's going to take her back or she's going to jump on an arm. It's an absolute nightmare for Rodriguez if this fight hits the floor. If she's able to defend the first two or three takedowns and then she starts forcing Mackenzie into a striking match, Mackenzie then starts to look a bit reckless, and then Rodriguez will start to have effective land effective strikes with her Muay Thai. One other thing I will mention as well, because it keeps coming to mind. When Mackenzie got a cut across her nose, I think it was against Verna Jandiroba, she pulled guard. Now, that's not really an option for me in an MMA fight. I'd never pull guard even if it the worst case scenario, you know. Whereas Mackenzie will jump guard if she feels like that's a, you know. Okay. Let me explain this better. My head's all over the place today. It's been a long weekend, and I'm not explaining this very well. Picture this. So Mackenzie's tired. She's backed up against the fence. Marina Rodriguez has got her in a tie clinch, and she's kneeing her in the body, and this is not going to be pleasant for Mackenzie Dern. She's going to be hands low, which is going to expose her face, then there's going to be elbows coming. In that scenario, most people, most strikers will try and work their way out of that tie clinch, try and counter it. In Mackenzie Dern's mind, it's most likely she's going to jump guard. So that's something else that Rodriguez has to be very careful of if she's in close. Like, Dern can quite happily drag her to the floor and be in a bad position, like Alexei Oleinik does sometimes. Drag people to the floor instead of put them on the floor. It's a benefit that you have if you have a significant grappling advantage. Damian Maia, another good example. Fabricio Werdum, I could keep going. There's loads of examples of fighters that are so confident on the floor that if they can't physically put the fight there, they can drag the fight there. So if Rodriguez is playing the clinch game, that's something else she's got to think about. Even if she's defending takedowns, having guard jumped with those long arms that she's got is also not a good idea. What haven't I said? I think I've said everything and more. I've been all over the place today. I think this is going to be a really interesting fight. I am excited for it, but I feel like there's a clear path. Mackenzie's got to do good work in the first round, because if it doesn't go well in the first round, it starts to unravel. For Rodriguez, she needs to be not preoccupied with attacking in the first round. She needs to work on takedown defense. If she can defend the takedowns in the first round, then she can bring it into a striking range where Mackenzie starts to get reckless. That's where her Muay Thai comes into play. I think she's got great Muay Thai. I'm a big fan of Marina Rodriguez. But the grappling deficit that she's at, if it hits the floor, and the way that Mackenzie Dern works, is what's sticking out in my mind. It's going to be a good one. Catch you next time.